Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello. Hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place to start, and that's with Chelsea, who have completed the signing of Napoli defender Kalidou Koulibaly on a four-year deal. Here's the former Chelsea striker, Tony Cascarino, Gabby Agbonlahor, and TalkSport's Alex Cook. All were desperate to have their say on the news.
It's been a busy week, as we know, for Chelsea. They have completed the signing of Kalidou Koulibaly from Napoli on what is a four-year deal.
Well, the fans will love him because he's a fans player, right. As in no-nonsense, powerful, you know, just gets... He's a bit of a Rudiger type. I think he'll be a really good signing.
It's pretty obvious what he delivers, and this is exactly what we see on the pitch. So I have the feeling he's absolutely happy to be here. It's a new chapter for him.
I think it's a fantastic signing. I think he's better than what they have, for sure.
I'm intrigued to see how Koulibaly gets on in the Premier League, because he's a player who's been linked with a move to England window after window, never quite happened. So I think it'll be fascinating to see how he fits in.
They're certainly going to play most of the time. I would think they'll play with two centre-halves. And if they do, and it's Thiago Silva and Koulibaly, their combined age is what? 68?
68, yeah.
Yeah.
He's that type of stature, you know, no-nonsense company type. Just get stuck in. I think he gets a little bit... Some people say he's not good enough technically. I think that's harsh.
He's 31 now. Now is the time. This is where he's at the peak of his powers. If he's going to make this big Premier League move, now is the time.
It's nice to see that, you know, Thomas Tuchel is having the say in his transfers. He wants players that are going to be pressing. They're going to be in with the tactics that he's got on board.
Koulibaly has been a brilliant defender in Serie A for a long time. Great leader, great teammate. Somebody, I think, who'll replace Antonio Rudiger, not like for like, but certainly in terms of presence.
It will be tough for combined age of 68 to play every game, but I'm sure Chelsea are not finished yet with defenders particularly.
Now, staying with transfers, and Barcelona have reached an agreement with Bayern Munich, I don't know why I've said it like that, to sign Robert Lewandowski. Now it just sounds wrong. But how can they afford him despite their financial issues? Well, here's Spanish football expert Graham Hunter, who joined the warm-up to explain more.
The simple way to say it is that over this summer, between selling off some of their merchandising rights, selling off some of their TV rights, and being sponsored by Spotify, the Spotify Camp Nou, they're in the process of taking in upwards of 600 million euros. Now, that's a chunk of cash to anybody. And all over Britain, I'm aware, looking over at your country where I used to live, that there's a lot of people doing, what do you call it, equity release. So your house has grown in value, you fancy a bit of cash, and you sell off a part of your future. We don't need to be too analytical to say that's exactly what Barcelona have done. They've mortgaged a bit of their future so they can have jam today. The big difficulty, the thing that you'll be talking about much more as these great players, whether it's Kessie from Milan, Christensen, how do you register them with the league? Because the league is a different thing from have you got enough money to buy from Leeds? Have you got enough money to buy from Bayern Munich? They now have to drastically reduce their wage bill. Otherwise, some of these players, what none of these players have signed this summer, are guaranteed to be registered to play.
It is confusing. Obviously, I listened to that feature there, but it's confusing when you hear how much they owe wages to Frenkie de Jong. I think Gerard Piqué's owed a lot of wages as well. how can they be allowed to sign these players for that money? But the questions are being answered, and I think they're just trying to be smart, particularly in Frenkie de Jong. I think they just want Manchester United to obviously pay some towards the owed money. But if I'm Frenkie de Jong looking at the signings thinking, well, they owe me all this money, I'm not going till I get my money. And that's understandable. But they're a global, massive global business that are going to earn money, as you said, on merchandise, TV rights, Spotify, of course. So they're going to come back. And I think they're just building now for when the finances does start to level itself out, which it certainly will.
The very, very simple explanation is that they've kind of sold off a portion of their future earnings. They have sold 15% of their TV rights from La Liga for the next 25 years to an investment fund, and there's a possibility. Sorry, they've sold off 10, and there's a possibility they'll sell off another 15. So they could end up selling off as much as 25% of their domestic TV income for the next 25 years in order to solve their short-term cash problems, and which allows them to sign some players. And the bet they're essentially making is that signing these players, then making the moves they're making this summer, will return them to a higher level in sporting terms. They'll be able to go deep in the Champions League again. They'll be able to win the Liga again. And that in the long run will be worth it, receiving less money from the La Liga TV deal than they have been. I mean, it seems a very, very risky strategy.
Now, here's a bold claim from the Crystal Palace legend Darren Ambrose, who has been speaking about Zinchenko's potential move from City to Arsenal.
Does he improve their midfield significantly? Is he going to take Tierney's place, or is he just being brought in to cover for Tierney because he's had a record of injuries? I don't know. For me, it doesn't feel like it's part of a plan or a strategy from Mikel Arteta, and I'm kind of puzzled by it. Nothing against Zinchenko, because you've got to love him, but I just don't see how that helps Arsenal significantly get to where they want to be.
Yeah, I disagree. I think if this goes as well as they're hoping, as well as I think it probably could, this could be one of the signings of the summer. And I don't like to say that, because
that's
obviously
a
being
big,
a Spurs
what, this
supporter,
one,
30
this
million,
one, the signing of the summer,
30 million for Zinchenko. I think, as you rightly said, Tierney has his issues with injury, so he's definite more than adequate cover. But I think he'll be going into midfield, and I think it improves Arsenal's midfield. I think when you watched him for Ukraine, I think he plays midfield. He gives you that bite. He's clearly a leader as well. He's clearly a good character. Mikel Arteta knows him from Manchester City, so they've got a good relationship. Gabriel Jesus already there. So they've kind of, City and Arsenal have now got that relationship where City are not bothered about Arsenal at the moment, so they're sending them players for half-decent prices as well. 30 million, I think, is in today's climate, is a good price for a player that I feel will go straight into Arsenal's first team.
Now let's bring you more fallout to England reaching the quarterfinals of the Women's Euros. Here's the England internationals Frank Kirby, Jordan Nobbs and Leah Williamson, as well as the former England striker Leanne Sanderson, who have all been discussing their chances of it coming home this summer. You have to whisper that, coming home this summer.
Three and easy. England through with a second big scoreline in 5 days, as they beat Northern Ireland by 5-0 and win their third straight game at Euro 2022.
For us, we don't want to peak too early. We need to make sure that we keep building. We keep putting in good performances, and we know that we have to get better with every game. You know, it's a case of we have to keep building, we have to keep training well. Training has to be good to mirror, you know, game-like situations.
That's why you want to be a footballer. You want to be in these tournaments because you want to go to these later stages of it. And yeah, I'm excited to see, just as excited as everybody else on the outside, to see how far this team can go. But we'll stay grounded, and we'll stay harsh on each other, because that's what it needs to be.
Tournament football, it'll obviously, the pressure's going to be on in these knockout games, but I think when it comes to the way the Lionesses have performed, not conceding goals and scoring a lot, then, you know, they'll obviously be in a great headspace right now.
England have been in this situation many times before, where everybody's been supporting us and we're in tournaments and everybody thinks we're going to win it, but nothing's been won yet.
I think there's so much belief within that squad at the moment, and it's such a testament to Serena.
With Northern Ireland, I feel like it was a good test for England going into the knockout phases, because it's, they've kind of had it their own way for much of this tournament so far.
Yeah.
You kind of need that every now and then. Just a realisation of, all right, it's not that easy, is it?
If they don't win the tournament, it would be a massive, massive shock. With the players they have at their disposal, they're the best players in the world.
It is crunch time now. The players are going to need to rest and recover. They've got a long time. There's a longer gap between games in these tournaments now.
You could see what this team was capable of. It was just having that freedom and having that belief and a bit of a quiet confidence. And I think Serena's just took them up a notch in that sense, with that belief that's within the squad and the, almost that little bit of arrogance that you need to go and win a tournament.
I think it's take every game as it comes. You know, don't get ahead of yourself. We've had an amazing qualifying group, but, you know, these are knockout games.
Overall, I think they've been fantastic for the nation and for the fans.
You know, we haven't won anything yet and the whole country's behind us and, and I'm mindful of that and I am quite nervous. So hopefully, you know, we've got, I always believe you've got to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And the players are ready, the squad's ready, and hopefully they can continue to do what they're doing.
And of course, you can hear live commentary of England's quarterfinal against Spain in the Women's Euros live on TalkSport on Wednesday night. On now to a bit of golf. And it was, of course, another action-packed day at St Andrews as our coverage of the 150th Open Championship continued over on TalkSport 2. Why don't you just say Open Championship? I don't know. People are fascinated by saying 150th. Could Rory McIlroy continue to be in contention for the Claret Jug? Here's the best of Saturday's coverage from the home of golf.
Rory McIlroy steps up to his inside of 2 feet. This is to go to 16 under. In. Rory McIlroy, Victor Hovland are tied through three rounds of the 150th Open at St. Andrews on the mark of 16 under par.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And of course, you can hear live coverage of the final day of the 150th Open Championship live on TalkSport 2 from 9 a.m. this morning. And we end today with some egg-chasing chat. And Ireland have pulled off one of the most historic wins in their history after winning a series against the All Blacks in New Zealand for the very first time. Wow, wee, wah, woo, woo. Here's the Ireland head coach, Andy Farrell, and the former England centre, Tom May, reacting to this huge win for the Irish.
Full time, New Zealand 22, Ireland 32. Ireland make history. Their first half tries from Van der Flier, Keenan and Henshaw saw them race into a 19-point lead. New Zealand struck back as Sarvea, Ioane and Jordan threatened to overturn that deficit. But replacement Herring scored Ireland's fourth try. That took the game out of reach. And actually, they saw it out fairly comfortably in the end.
To come over here and achieve what they've achieved, it won't be done again.
Oh, amazing. I think
probably one of the hardest men on the planet, and Pete O'Mahony in bits, crying his eyes out. That shows you what it means to this Irish team.
The records have tumbled as well. This is the first time since 1998 New Zealand have lost back-to-back test matches at home, and it's the first home series defeat since 1994.
This is probably the toughest thing to do in world rugby.
An amazing pair of results, really. Back-to-back wins against what has been a pretty torrid place for any Northern Hemisphere to go over the past, you know, few years.
We said it was going to be the start of our World Cup year, but I don't know. I think it's probably a little bit bigger than that.
It's an amazing, amazing period of time for Irish rugby. There's a lot to work on for the All Blacks, but if ever teams need some confidence moving into a World Cup year next year, seeing what Ireland have done down in New Zealand over the past 2 weeks is brilliant.
Delight for Ireland, where the emotions are running high on the touchline. But the questions for this New Zealand side will be very uncomfortable. Whether head coach Ian Foster and captain Sam Kane are the right men to lead them into the World Cup next year is very much up for debate. The full-time score, New Zealand 22, Ireland 32.
It's an amazing achievement to see guys with the experience of Sexton and O'Mahony. You know, it's so emotional. It shows you what it means.
I mean, these guys have won a lot of stuff, you know, and broke some records. This one would top it, I would have thought.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow night on, get this, the last ever Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar alongside the Funboy. The Sports Bar, of course, will continue, but it's the last one ever with me and Cundy, going back all the way to 2008. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.